episode 565 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Donna, and Anna. Long touted as the leader in Alaskan cruises, Elizabeth recently decided to put that to the test. For her fifth visit to Alaska, she decided to make Princess her cruise line for her kids' first visit. And now we want to know, does Princess really rule in Alaska? How did Elizabeth's kids like it? Was this Elizabeth's best ever visit to Alaska? Ooh, so many questions, and we are ready to get that answer. So, let's get started. So, was this a cruise or a cruise tour?
It was a cruise, and I did a small land portion beforehand, freestyle. So, mm-hmm. I wanted to test a couple of things that I'd only gotten to experience on trips where we were being led around and guided, and I wanted to see how they worked for real people. So we were the real people this time.
So where did you go for the land part?
We actually started at Anchorage, and I did everything with Alaska Railroad. So we took the train. We did adventure class instead of Gold Star, partially to save money, but partially because I've been fortunate to do Gold Star before, and I wanted to see what adventure class was like. And honestly, I really liked it. The windows are plenty big. The main thing that we didn't like was the windows don't open. So if you want to take good pictures, there isn't as much outdoor space as there is in the Gold Star. Gold Star has like this viewing platform that you can go to. But we basically took the train up to Talkeetna and tootled around Talkeetna. The kids hiked a little bit. I didn't book an excursion because I thought maybe we would do some flight seeing, and I wanted to wait until we knew what the weather was like. And on the way up there, the kids were like, I don't want to do flight seeing. And basically my oldest terrified my youngest and was like, little planes well, aren't safe.
That saves you a big chunk of change.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I'm not doing that. So we did a hike as a family, and the kids went into town, and it was very interesting because I love Talkeetna, a tiny little town. But my oldest loved it. He's very artsy and, you know, and very outdoorsy and very woo-woo. And so he loved it. He shopped for crystals and things like that. And then my youngest was like, this is the most boring thing I've ever done in my life. So
He's kind of into sports and things.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just wasn't active enough for him. Then we went back down to Anchorage. And because of the train schedules, we had to stay overnight at Anchorage. And then the next morning, we went down to Girdwood. And of our entire trip, the worst weather we had, rain and fog, was in Girdwood, which wouldn't have been so bad, except for that was when we were going to take a helicopter up and dog sled on a glacier. And that got canceled. And they offered us the next morning, they offered us time, but they didn't start flying until 9:30, and we had to be in Whittier at 11. So there was just no way that we were going to be able to do that. We missed out on that. The kids did go hiking though, and they said it was a great hike, even though it was raining on them. That's youth for you. Cause I'm like, you guys have fun.
I'll go to this Nordic spa.
I didn't do the spa. I actually took a nap, and then, and we did go to Seven Glaciers restaurant that night. So the really nice restaurant on top of the mountain, which was wonderful. All of us really enjoyed that. Then we took the train down to Whittier to get on the ship. And I will say that I've never taken a ship out of Whittier before. I've been down there to do a 26 Glaciers cruise. And there's some logistical things. There's a tunnel, and it's only, you know, it goes one way at certain times and one way the other times, and you have to make sure you time it right. So renting a car to go down there is kind of a nightmare. But the train literally stops right in front of the cruise ship. So we got off the train, picked up our luggage, and wheeled it right over to the cruise terminal. I mean, it was so easy. Easiest embarkation ever. And I've embarked in a lot of places all over the world, and super easy.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I believe also Norwegian uses that port.
Yeah, that could be. And Holland as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the itinerary that you did.
We did a southbound, and part of the reason, I mean, I definitely wanted to put Princess to the test with their touting Alaska, as, you know, the leaders in Alaska. But Princess and Holland, are two of the few that get regular stops at Glacier Bay. And so I really wanted to do that and see if it, you know, how it compares to some of the other glacier viewing that you can do. So we did southbound, to Vancouver.
Well, how was Glacier Bay?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I don't know that it's, you know, I don't think it's an essential stop. Like, well, it's not a stop really, but I don't think it's 100% essential. I feel like as long as you can see glaciers, and Hubbard Glacier is also, you know, wonderful. You also in Whittier can do the 26 glaciers boat ride if you have time to do that before you get on the ship. So I'm glad I did it. But if I were only going to Alaska one time and there was some reason that I had to go when my itinerary couldn't take me to Hubbard Glacier, I'd be okay. I will say that anytime you go one way, you're going to see glaciers, period. There's going to be some sort of glacier viewing. So you will never not see glaciers on a one-way Alaskan cruise. In fact, you probably will see glaciers even on an inside passage.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think,
you know, yeah. But if you want to see lots of them and maybe increase your chances of them calving, then that's, you know, I think that's where it comes in.
Yeah.
Which ship were you on?
We were on, ironically, the Caribbean Princess.
I don't think they have an Alaskan Princess, so.
Yeah, no, they don't have an Alaskan Princess. You would think they would. Yeah, the Caribbean Princess is one of their smaller ships, and it is a ship that they've done world cruises with, so it's sort of outfitted for that. But I did not feel, and even, you know, I think the kids were disappointed there wasn't a water slide, except they also said, well, come to think of it, we probably wouldn't have done it because we did have nice weather, but it was cold and it's not really swimming weather. And it's so port intensive. I mean, they wanted to be off the ship and exploring. So, and they did that. I think that there were times that, especially my youngest was a little frustrated because his girlfriend wasn't on the trip. So, I mean, you know, it's growing up, we go through these phases and, but he still enjoyed it. I mean, I think he did really enjoy it. We found plenty to do. I actually think it's a good size for a ship. It's big enough that there's lots of places to go and things to see, but it's not so big that you get lost or, you know, feel like you're never going to see it all. It's a very manageable ship.
So you said there weren't any, water slides, but I'm a hot tub girl.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, after a cold day of wet, rainy weather, I want to go sit in the hot tub. So how did they have enough?
They looked great and they did have a good number. And the adult only areas seem to be a little bit more enforced. But I will say they did seem to be full of kids every time I looked. I think especially on a cruise like that. And keep in mind, I didn't stay up really late. So maybe if you waited a little bit later at night, there wouldn't have been kids in it. But I just don't know. Kids want to swim. Like little kids want to swim. They don't care. And that's, but then they get in the pool and they're like, oh, this is way too cold. So they're going to be in the hot tub because they want to be in the water. I don't love it. I wish that there were more options for hot tubs where, you know, you could relax and not be splashed and hear the giggling and all that. So I didn't bother trying, but the hot tubs were of a good size and seemed very adequate for the crowd there.
Good to know.
Did they have a roof for the swimming pool?
Okay. Yeah, it's retractable. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times they had it about halfway back, which actually was kind of nice because it made a little bit of shade for the area where the food was, like the burger place and the pizza place. So it was a little bit more comfortable there. There wasn't direct sunlight on it, but it is glass. I mean, but it still provided shade. I didn't really think about how that might happen, but it did.
It's not completely see-through glass.
Yeah.
So one of the biggies of seeing Alaska is all the animal life. So what did you see?
So I was super excited to go at the time of year that we've gone because as was mentioned in the introduction, I've been five times now. This was my fifth. I've been in May. I've been in June. I've been in August and I've been in September twice. So being able to go in the July, August timeframe in high season was really exciting for me. However, like I didn't see a single moose. I think it was a little late for them. There was at one point we saw like a moose butt running into the forest. So I guess I barely saw a moose butt, but I saw no moose, in my opinion. I did see a bear running, and this is what I really thought I would see as bears because of the salmon was definitely running. I mean, you know, we were there at the right time. Actually, when we were at the Mendenhall Glacier in Juneau, we did the little nature hike, and there was actually evidence that a bear had just been there because there was a fish dropped in the, there was a salmon dropped on the sidewalk. And I'm like, wait a minute, don't they eat the whole thing? And apparently, no, they like just eat the head, like part of the head and the eye and the back end. They don't eat most of it. Yeah. Yeah. That's I know.
Weird. I didn't know that.
There was this rotting fish on the sidewalk. So with bear bites in it. So we did not see that bear, although I'm glad because that would have been a little close for me. We got to see the salmon, swimming, but I did also make sure, and I mentioned we did not see the dog, because we didn't do a dog sledding, which is something that I'm still a little salty about. But I did, I thought, oh, well, this will be okay because they have puppies in the piazza, Princess does. Let me just say that I was greatly disappointed with that because the puppies in the piazza were two puppies and they wouldn't let you touch them. They just sort of showed you the cute puppy.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a cute puppy at home and I can pet that puppy. I wanted to hold the puppy. Yeah. So, and pretty much anywhere else you go in Alaska, when you do dog sledding, you can touch the dogs and you can hold the puppies and all. So that was a little disappointing. So no dogs.
What? Okay. Is that typical though? Like the puppies in the piazza thing? Is it
apparently
that you don't get to, that's just normal. Yeah. You don't get to touch them. Okay.
I mean, so they had a little kennel set up, so I figured we'd be able to walk by, you know, like a little playpen, and we thought that they'd put them in there, and yeah, but they were like, no, they'll get overstimulated. And I will say, the piazza isn't really huge, especially on Caribbean Princess, and there were a ton of people crammed in there. So, I mean, I watched some of the talk, and I saw them bring out the puppies, but there was no way I was going to go up and pet the puppies with all those people. I mean, it was too much. So I don't disagree that it was probably a better idea not to have people touch them, but it was disappointing.
So I might need to rethink that experience.
I know. I just don't feel like it's, I think it's valuable to people who can't get off the ship, but if you can get off the ship, probably could spend your time with dogs in a much better way. I will say it was complimentary. So, you know, any of your other options are going to cost you money. So there's that too. But so our best chance to see animals were on excursions, and we actually, we split up. The kids really wanted to do sea kayaking, and I wasn't sure I could physically do that. So I actually did my very first ever whale watching cruise. I'd never actually done, I've looked for whales from the cruise ship, but I've never actually done a whale watching cruise while the kids and Chris did the sea kayaking. And I did see whales. It was a very active day. We saw killer whales. We saw humpback whales. We saw a baby humpback playing. And so we got a lot of like tail splashing and everything. It was jumping out of the water. They were like, this is really, really rare. You know, it was a nice treat. And then there's actually, whenever I see anybody come back from Alaska, they have a picture of these seals on a buoy, and we passed right by that. So, you know, obviously the seals hang out there all the time, so they always pass that. So that it was a great tour. And that same excursion we did that was in Juneau. And so that's where we did the Mendenhall hike. So that's where I saw the salmon as well. And it was a very easy hike. So I was a little worried, but it was absolutely fine. And he actually talked to us about the phenomenon that causes the flooding. And they knew it was going to happen like 2 weeks after they're predicting it's going to happen August 12th. And it was right around that time that it did happen. And it's really only been bad the last few years, but, it was bad again this year. They weren't sure, but it was bad again this year. So, so the sea kayaking, although it turned out to be a jackpot. So if you can go sea kayaking, highly recommend it. It was two people in a kayak. So the two kids were in a kayak together. And then Chris got in a kayak with another mom whose two kids were kayaking together. They saw eagles up really close, like some great pictures. They saw seals, in the water swimming around and playing. So they would swim right by. So they have like, there's pictures of of seal heads just popping out of the water, like right there, wow. next to the
kayak.
That's
so cool.
So yeah, they said they were pretty much just surrounded by them the whole time. So a real big win. And then the eagles were, of course, where there's seals, there's fish, and you know, sometimes a fish might get away and the eagle's ready there to grab it when it's injured. So they were like right there, and there were a couple of like logs out in the water that they were sitting on waiting for, you know, for dinner to make itself known. So they got some great close up pictures.
That's cool.
Some with zoom lenses, but some just because they were that close. So, so yeah, I feel like we both sort of won the lottery for that.
That's super.
Yeah. So you mentioned, Juno, because you were in Mendenhall. So where else did you go?
Other than Glacier Bay and Hubbard. So, and we went to both, so I could compare them both and say they're pretty much the same. We went to Skagway and Ketchikan as well. And I finally won the weather lottery. It rains like something like 200 and or 320 days or something a year. And it did not rain that day. So
in Ketchikan.
Ketchikan. We had such a beautiful day. In Skagway, we did the White Pass Railroad, which I've never done before. So I was glad to be able to experience that. I think the kids were a little restless on it, and I knew that they might be, but they did agree that it was beautiful and well worth doing. And that's interesting, too, because I will say one of the places where Princess really excels is their docking locations. They talk about that, but they're not lying. I mean, we were always very, very conveniently located. And I kept an eye out because Holland America says the same thing. And Holland America was always right there beside us. You know, like it was, they definitely have some premium spaces. So to get on the railroad, we got off the ship and step right onto the train, basically.
Nice. I think Ketchikan is a big one that you want to have that prime docking too, because otherwise you're bussing into the town area.
Yeah. So. And you and I did that we did the Norwegian Encore
on a rainy day.
And it's interesting because the kids sort of gave me a hard time because our excursion at that day, actually we passed that port. So they were like, well, it wouldn't have been so inconvenient if we'd been on a bigger ship. But I was like, I think you're still getting the better experience. But being able to just hop on and off this ship and go to those stores there, the restaurants, the Red Dog Saloon or whatever that's right there. We did that. So it was really nice. And it was a beautiful day. I honestly, you know, finally got to see Ketchikan when it's not rainy and gross.
Did you go to
Skagway?
See the
I literally just did the train and then I got back on the ship. The kids went down and, you know, looked at it. But I think Skagway is kind of a one and done kind of town. So
isn't Skagway where that viral TikTok of the person who had like the bus with all the dogs that would take them out for like day trips?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like...
No, I thought you were going to ask about the mudslides. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's literally somebody who has like this little short bus and they go and they pick up the dogs and the dogs are sitting there waiting at the bus stop. And then they get on and they have their own seat. And like sometimes it'll be one of their birthdays. And so they'll all be sitting there waiting for their treat. And then the birthday dog...
I mean, I've seen those. There's doggy daycare. There's one of those here in Raleigh, but I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that's usually they'll pick you up and the dog gets on the bus by themselves.
Well, if they're trained well enough, they will. I mean, I'm pretty sure that if that bus would come to my house, Millie would jump on it once she, well, maybe not. She hates cars, but you know.
It was cute. I think that's the first time I saw it was from Skagway.
Yeah. So I think that for that reason alone, Princess wins. You know, they really do have excellent docking locations. And then we ended in Vancouver. So.
Love Vancouver too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, the one thing I've noticed when I book those is usually the ship gets in first thing in the morning, but all the flights going back to the East Coast are red eyes. They're overnights. So you obviously had one of those flights. What'd you do in Vancouver for the day?
Well, I didn't have one of those flights originally. I had a 1 o'clock flight that got delayed to the point where we were going to miss our connection in Seattle. And we literally missed it by that much. We were on the runway when that plane pulled away from the jet bridge. So we just didn't get in fast enough. So we had to reschedule our flight from Seattle and we flew into JFK and that ended up being a red eye. So We didn't do anything. We sat in the airport in Vancouver. That's what we did. I thought we were going to get to do something. And I will say that if you're planning to go to Alaska in 2026, I would not plan on spending too much time in Vancouver unless you want to go see the World Cup. In that case, you can probably find a hotel room with tickets. But right now, it's very hard to find hotel rooms in Vancouver. So I would not plan on spending too much time in Vancouver.
That's a bummer. But, you know, I've had people who booked an extra night in Vancouver so they could take an early morning flight. And so that's another option that you can do. Well, yeah, maybe not next year, but well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe by the airport.
Normally I would tell people to do that because there's so much to see in Vancouver too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely worth staying, but I think this year it's, you know, especially, well, in June and July anyway, I wouldn't. It could vary, but you know, if there's not a game in that time frame that you're there, but
Hopefully the airlines will increase their lift.
They have. Well, we're supposed to have a nonstop in RDU to Vancouver, right?
And it's honestly not it's not even, the air is still fine. It is literally the hotels. Like, I did finally find a hotel room. The cheapest one I found was $1,100 a night.
Wow.
And I mean, we're talking Quality Inn on up to the Pan Pacific and the Fairmonts, and there's nothing. They're sold out. Wow. So, and I know that a lot of that is groups. So there is a chance some of that stuff will open up later, but you don't want to not have a place to stay in Vancouver, you know?
Here's an option. There's a bus from Seattle to Vancouver that's not super expensive. So you could maybe just stay in Seattle.
Right. No, you're right. But then, and you also could go out of Seattle. But I'm also going to say that there's a lot of other people who know about that bus too. And some of them want to go see the World Cup. So
I just told everybody,
I think this is kind of like, you know, staying in Paris during Wimbledon can be expensive because people stay in Paris and go to Wimbledon to see the tennis. So it just, you know, it happens. But anyway, I digress. Back to Princess.
So tell us about being on the ship. I mean, anything remarkable that you definitely want to touch on?
I think it's obviously it's a great product. The service was excellent. I love the medallions. I love them. Love them, love them. And I actually was fortunate enough to be able to be on a cruise ship like 2 weeks later, a brand new cruise ship. And I missed my medallion opening the door for me before I even got, you know, my hand to the doorknob. So I was like, wait, why isn't the door opening? Oh, yes, I'm not on that ship anymore. I have to actually use my key. So I got spoiled real quick. I will say, I didn't realize that the photo I took for security was also going to be like on my screen beside my door. That picture is like the worst picture ever taken. I mean, it's worse than my passport picture. So next time I'll know that I need to pretty myself up at least a little bit to look presentable. Because
mugshot of Elizabeth.
It was awful. Marcus was like, they did you dirty, Mom. I was like, I did that to myself. I put that picture in there.
So dress to the nines. When you take your picture,
little lip gloss, brush the hair.
Yeah, for sure. The medallion is great, though. I would walk up to the bar and I would order, and they would say, "Okay, Elizabeth, you're all set." Because on their computer screen, they would see all the pictures of all the medallions that are close to them, and they could see if you had the drink package, and they just tap your picture to cash you out or whatever, and it's all done. It was lovely. Awesome. It was so lovely. So, and they could actually see, you know, if Chris went up there, they could also see the people in his room so he could get me a drink because, you know, it's all linked together.
That's an improvement because a couple years ago, we didn't realize that. And like, if I went and got a drink for me and Chris, I'd get charged for the second drink and I had to make like a trip to guest services and get it all taken care of. And that was horrible because they weren't telling me at the time.
I'm glad
to hear that got fixed.
That's what I mean. We would be like, I'm getting this for my wife. She's in the cabin with me. I mean, that would be the way that we would do it so that they could do it. So it may not always, I think it depends on the bartender and how busy they are as to how difficult, you know, how much they'll try to make it work. But I will also say that it didn't work every single time. There were times where I had just, you know, to tell them my name or my cabin number. I never had to show them my medallion. There's nothing to show. It's a little circle. So it doesn't, but if I didn't appear on their screen. And my first two medallions didn't work. So I did have to go to guest services. I was the only one in the party who it didn't work for. And I don't know why, because we got them in the mail. Chris's worked fine. Mine didn't work. I didn't get the kids in the mail, so they had to go through the longer line. Theirs worked fine. So I don't know what happened, but it's all good. It's all good.
What kind of cabins did you guys have?
We had a balcony and an inside cabin. It was my kids' first inside cabin. They were very salty about it. I was like, did you pay for this cruise? You know,
Come hang out on your balcony.
They did. And actually, because my medallion didn't work, they gave me a key card. And then I finally got a medallion that worked. So they had a key to our room. So I was like, just, you know, don't just barge in, but you can come in anytime. So you can even come in. If we're not here, then they could let themselves in. So that was nice. And I will say Finley sat out on our balcony quite a bit. And we were on the port side. So we were on the land side the whole way. And it definitely was very pretty. I mean, I think the seaside is very pretty too, but you know, we got to see some really pretty, especially since the weather was so nice. Mm-hmm. The food was very good. We enjoyed the main dining room as much as we enjoyed the specialty dining. We ate at the Crown Grill and we ate at Sabatini's. And I ordered bottles of wine because their house wine was not up to my standards. It wasn't bad. There's certain wines that I can't drink because of the sulfites in them. And so I ordered bottles of wine, which my husband was not happy with. So he's like, why do we get the drink package? I'm like, because I have cocktails. But you can split your, you know, you can have your wine, and if you don't finish it, they'll store the bottle for you. You do have to tell them which dining room you're going to though. And the two times that I tried to use my bottle in the main dining room, I had to fight a little bit. Like it wasn't, I didn't have to fight. They just had trouble finding it. Like they, I don't think they do that very often. So anyway, when we were in Sabatini's, they mentioned to us that there was a special, wine pairing dinner the next night in Sabatini's, and it was a totally different menu, but still Italian. And it had all these wine pairings with it. So we did go to that as well. And it was actually quite good. It was really nice to have that sort of, it wasn't really chef's table. It wasn't like the tasting menu kind of thing. It was, you know, more full service, but and with wonderful Italian wines. So.
Wonderful. Nice. Yep. Well, so the big monster questions. Was this your best ever visit to Alaska?
I'm going to say that it was way up there. I could have done the land better. You know, I blame that on myself. I was testing a couple things, but I learned a lot in doing that. That's why we travel poorly, so that you don't have to. But the cruise itself, I've always recommended Princess for Alaska. I think that it's always a matter of matching with what you want to accomplish, but I definitely feel like it was an excellent visit. I'm very glad. And the fact that I got to take my kids to Alaska for the first time probably does make it the best.
Well, how did they like it?
Except for Talkeetna, they liked it a lot. I think that Marcus will go back and ski at Alyeska. He really wants to do that. He's going to do that on his own dime, so it's going to be a hot minute before that happens. I do think that they will absolutely go back. I think that there were a lot of things they wanted to do that they didn't get to do because I was deciding what we got to do. So the next time they're going to be a little bit more on their own. But I didn't realize they both are pretty avid hikers, and they have these apps that like literally it says, okay, you're here. Here are the three trails closest to you. And it gives them difficulty ratings and stuff. So
my husband has that app.
Really nervous about them going off and hiking by themselves, but that, you know, it was great. They found their way around and, you know, hiking in the rain, they came back and they were like, that was a great hike. I was like, okay, that seems miserable to me, but good for you. So this was a nice, comfortable bed. I enjoyed it.
Like Princess they do rule Alaska.
They do rule Alaska. I think they're right on up there.
Awesome.
Okay. Nice. Well, very good. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So, on behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, Anna, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.